At Carlos Interiors in Crofton, Maryland, company owner Christina Uria sees a glimmer of hope. Business is up 15% from last year.
And when it will come out absolutely perfect.
In 2008, when the recession began, Uria's business dropped 60%. Like many small business owners, she had to make painful decisions in order to remain open.
We have to let go probably about 4 people. During this recession, companies have needed to become leaner and meaner. Any extra fat that we had and extra expenses, we needed to cut them off.
Colors, people come over here, select their fabrics.
Uria says there were months when no one walked through the door at her design center. With more than 25 years in business, it was her established clients that kept her afloat. Even though business is picking up, she says she is not ready to hire new employees.
The government and Washington is not giving us the right signals.
Uria cites the long, drawn-out negotiations between the White House and Congress over raising the debt ceiling as an example. She says rhetoric on both sides adds to the confusion.
The House cannot pass a bill that raises taxes on job creators.
I will not sign a 30-day or a 60-day or a 90-day extension. It's not going to get easier. It's going to get harder. So we might as well do it now.
Many economists agree that businesses need a clearer picture of the economy before they will begin hiring again. Ayman al-Tarabishi teaches economics at George Washington University.
And even President Obama coming out saying we'll need to raise taxes, it's not that they don't understand this. They do understand it. But what they don't understand is the implications to them from a bottom line, because they're still fighting it out. And until this settles down, till they see a clear path moving forward, right, they're going to wait.
Here is where we do all of the sewing.
Christina Uria says one of the things businesses have learned over the last 2 years is that they can survive without the workers they lost, giving them less incentive to hire.
I think most of us have learned that we can stay still with less than what we had before. Of course, if the economy gets to the point of where we were before, I will need to have more people to handle the amount of work that I need.
Oh, yeah. And she is the person in charge of everything.
Even then, she says any new workers would not be full-time employees. She says the key is confidence. Confidence the economy is growing, confidence that consumers are willing to spend, and confidence that politicians in Washington will find the right answers to revive the nation's economy. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Crofton, Maryland.
All of the wallpaper, this is where we have all the lines that we carry for an interview. It's our resource room. You are not, okay. Resort, so all of the wallpaper.